Scene three, very quick scene. The world in a fishbowl. Fish.
I am a memory, white slave, 11 years old, indentured by my father on boat, male child of significant duration, living through civil war, giving birth to 4 daughters, disappearing and selling myself and daughters as dairy servants, growing up, giving birth to more daughters, disappearing as a man or woman, laughing inappropriately at the death of a grandfather or mother, becoming a suffragette and geometry teacher, thinking more like a crustacean in a cheap film than pelican. I have this great part for you, Fish. You've been listening to me again. Pelican. I've been trying to make up how to prove you don't exist. Fish. Oh, man. First, I am trapped in the illusion that remembering inhibits one's jouissance, and I am remembering something, so I seem now to have sidestepped experience. Now all this self-analysis is promising on the one hand, and on the other, I am just mopping myself up and throwing myself out to sea. Pelican. Well, yes, that is a good plot, but I think we need a few more characters.
But if you put me in the movie, I will not disappear. Returning to the ocean will only be an illusion in a movie. In fact, I might even exist more than I do now, become larger than life. But why do you want to do away with me? Pelican. Why do you think non-existence is so bad? Why do you think it means diminishment? Why can't you be non-existent and popular at the same time? You and I are part of the great chain of nature. If you jump off the pier in my movie, honey, you and I reaffirm the great dynamic between the predator and her prey.